performing later in the week. It's the Buckmaster Show, next on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Mr. Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing the show for us on the other side of the glass, and together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, the first Monday in October, October the 3rd, 2016. Hope you had a great weekend. The rain continued, so my plants love that nature shower, but this probably is it now for the summer thunderstorm season. The Buckmaster Live line's open for you if you'd like to join us and enhance our discussion today, 790-2040. We also encourage you to become a friend of our program. We're on Facebook at Bill Buckmaster, and we do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Monday, we get things going with our Monday political face-off. Today, our team of commentators, Don Jorgensen is with us. Don is former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party, and he is one of our regulars here on the Monday Political Face-Off. Jim Kelly, a longtime friend of our program, Republican activist, ran for Pima County Supervisor 4 years ago. Jim, thank you for coming in on short notice.
You're very welcome.
Mr. John Munger, we hope you are feeling better. John, a little bit has the kind of stuff that's been going around.
No kidding.
A lot of folks have been getting it. Don, good to see you.
Thank you, Bill. Nice to be here as always.
And hopefully you're going to stay well here, okay?
So far, so good.
The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. They've got a wonderful sale going on right now on selected mirrors. Moe has a wonderful selection of custom frame mirrors. He also has some great art. They've course do their picture framing, hanging services, hanging systems, i.e. Mo makes house calls. He'll come out and he'll take care of everything for you. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Thank you to Mo and his family for supporting our Monday political face-off. Well, I hope both of you gentlemen, Jim and Don, had a great weekend.
Well, mine was recovering. I think I had what John's got
what
now.
John Munger has, yeah.
So, but it was a very nice time. I had a birthday party on Saturday night for a friend, and we had a great time.
Good. So, Don, did you get out and about?
Went out, yep. Had some nice time out running. You know, that's one of the things I do to stay in shape.
What do you do, 5 miles?
Oh, usually six on average.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly good for you. You look like you're in great condition.
That's, well, you know, people ask me, oh, you must love running. I said, no, I love eating. That's why I run. So we had a good time with friends and some family, too.
All right. The latest news over the weekend, the New York Times did some investigative reporting about Mr. Trump's taxes. He may not have paid taxes. Jim Kelly, going back maybe 20 years, something like that. Is this a bombshell, or is it just another distraction?
Well, it's definitely not a bombshell as far as trying to make political hay out of it. You know, everybody does their absolute level best to minimize their tax liability. And the more money that you make and the more money you got, the more complicated it gets on just how minimize that. But minimizing, you know, avoiding taxes is legal. Evading them is illegal. It's one thing to say, this is everything I made, this is everything I lost, and I'm going to take advantage of every law possible to avoid taxes or minimize my tax liability. It's the evaders, the ones that flat out just say, I don't like paying taxes and I ain't paying them. And, you know, you got a bunch of fake baloney to not pay those taxes. That's the kinds of things that people really need to worry about, not whether some, you know, multimillionaire takes advantage of the horrendous tax laws that we have in this country.
Don Jorgensen, what did you make of all of it?
Well, Donald Trump has done a great job in this campaign of really appealing to folks' anger with the system, with the political system, with the tax system, with all of that. And this is the kind of thing that they're angry about, is that you have rich billionaires living lavish lifestyles while they're paying no taxes. Yes, they're using legal means to avoid paying taxes, but at the same time, they're flaunting their wealth. They're boasting about, in this case, how great a businessman he is, while he's losing, you know, over millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in this, while at the same time, he is boasting about how he's a great businessman. Well, great businessmen don't file bankruptcy 4 to 6 times and stiff their creditors and stop paying their contractors. This is someone who does know how to game the tax system, and it seems very ludicrous to think that someone who wants to promote additional tax cuts to the wealthy and promote this kind of behavior is what middle class and working class Americans are looking for. This is the kind of behavior that they want to see changed.
Well, if you take a look at the donors to the Hillary Clinton campaign from, you know, every Wall Street brokerage house in the country, and including, you know, people who are multinational and multi-billion-dollar companies, why do you think they buy politicians? Why do you think they contribute to these candidates, particularly people like Hillary? Because they know they're going to get something back, which usually means there'll be some loophole written into the tax code that makes a heck of a lot of money for these people. This is the way it is. You're right. People are angry about it. They're extremely angry about it. But I think when you take a hard look at Trump, it's very simple. He just did what is legal. But when you take a hard look at who tries to buy the politicians constantly,
Trump.
He boasted about doing that very thing. Like I said, take a look at Hillary Clinton's donor list. You're going to see that these kinds of things happen over and over. And you're right. People are angry about it. But I will tell you something about this with regards to Donald Trump. We know what we're getting with Donald Trump. We know exactly who he is, what he is. We know his foibles. And yet, you've got this huge number of people that no matter what dirt the DNC tries to throw on Trump, they're still supporting Trump. And vice versa. No matter what dirt gets thrown on Hillary Clinton,
and none of it has,
it's Teflon.
None
it's not
of it
is, sticking.
Nothing has been sticking. And Don and Jim, it goes back to Trump joked. What did he say? That he could shoot someone.
Right, on Fifth Avenue and not get arrested.
And or Hillary Clinton saying, can we not drone this guy? You know, talking about Julian Assange. Okay?
Let's get back. I'm going to interrupt you because you made a statement.
These things happen on both sides.
Yeah, you made a statement that is just kind of crazy, and that's that Trump is all exposed. Trump's the one that is refusing to release his tax return. So you can't talk about him being transparent when he's refusing to do that. When he's refusing to describe his plans for the economy. That's been investigated many, many times. The thing is, it's all out there. The FBI has looked at it. They've looked at that. They've looked at the Clinton Foundation, Clean Bill of Health there. In fact, a Charity Navigator star in terms of what they do. Now, even today, you have the Trump Foundation under investigation once again. They received a cease and desist letter from the New York Attorney General's office. So you can't say this is a transparent guy when he doesn't want us to see his tax returns, unlike any other candidate in recent history.
What I find interesting about the transparency.
His plans are. This is a guy who isn't being honest. We don't know what kind of conflicts he has with foreign investors and with his business. We don't know any of that.
Actually, we know more about it than most people. Why? Because the American media and the American press has really concentrated heavily on Donald Trump within this matter.
And given him a lot of free
But to find out about what's going on with Hillary, we have to look to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, who's, you know, like she said, can't we just drone this guy?
Who have an agenda, too, yeah.
You know, none of this sticks, okay. None of the...
It doesn't.
And not only does none of it stick, but when stuff like this happens, it actually plays to the base of Trump's supporters.
It absolutely plays to the base. And everything Trump does plays to the base of Hillary's supporters as well, saying, oh, look at this and look at that and look at the dumb thing he said today and look at the 3 a.m. Twitter fight and blah, 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 blah. Well, that raises money for the Democrats, saying absolutely never, ever can we have Donald Trump as president. Just like, you know, everything Hillary does plays to the base of the Republican Party, saying the same thing. We absolutely cannot have somebody who, you know, insults 50% of the electorate by calling them deplorable. You know?
And Jimmy, it's not 50% of the electorate. It was 50% of Trump supporters talking about the white supremacist and the other racists and misogynists that he's appealing to. And you can't argue with that when you look at that effect. He spent the whole last week attacking a woman for her weight.
Are you talking about the beauty queen?
Yeah. And then his 3 a.m. rant, I think it was last Friday or Saturday morning, about that a week after it happened. This is not the kind of stable leadership we're looking for.
But again, you know, it's like playing football. The more tape you have on the quarterback, the easier it is to figure out what his next move is. I don't care how much tape you got on Trump. You never know what he's going to do next.
And well, Jim, you said, something kind of about with Trump, the people know what they're going to get. And Don, that scares a lot of people.
Exactly. Well, and as Jim just said, you never know what you're going to get. And that's what scares a lot of people.
But that's the Trump campaign. That's the strategy.
You're exactly right.
That's absolutely the strategy.
Approach.
Keep everybody off guard. Keep everybody off. That's the way he's always done business.
Let's go to the live line. Dan would like to contribute to the conversation. He has a question about the Clinton Foundation. Hey, Dan.
Hi. Good day. My wife asked me to call about this. She's very curious about Mrs. Clinton claiming that she's so much for the women of the world, and yet she takes millions and millions of dollars from countries like Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries who stone women for not wearing the proper clothes, and women that are treated like third-class citizens. How does she get away with that?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the latest Republican attack on the Clinton Foundation. Hillary Clinton isn't getting the money. The money's going to the Clinton Foundation. And it is coming. It's not hundreds of millions. That was a lie from Trump. But it has been millions, perhaps, from Saudi Arabia, from Bahrain, from a number of U.S. allies and great friends of the previous administration under Bush. The key is that money is being used or has been used to promote the health and safety of women and children in those countries and in other countries around the world. So they're taking that money, which you might not be happy about, and turning it into something good. None of it, zero, has gone to influence any policy or any political actions. It's all been used within the foundation for children's health, women's health, and safety around the world. One of the projects they're involved in right now in Africa is providing water filtration for clean water for families that have no access to it. That's where that money's going. So you may object to that, but it has nothing to do with her campaign. It has everything to do with the foundation doing good compared to the Trump Foundation, which only serves to benefit Donald Trump.
Got to take a break, Jim, real quickly.
Let's just take it back to Barack Obama. She was talking about Hillary Clinton in 2008. She says one thing and does another. Ask the Haitians how much money it costs to build six houses.
All right. We'll take a break right here. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We'll be right back. 790-2040. If you'd like to contribute, we'll hear from you.
It's time for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona's second annual Sweat for Pets Walk, Run, and Roll, October 23rd at the University of Arizona Campus Mall. Bring your well-behaved canine companion and all your friends and show your support for your hometown animal shelter. All proceeds go directly back to saving the lives of the homeless and neglected animals at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. You can win prizes too, including a Fitbit and an Apple Watch. Win a custom t-shirt when you raise $100. Register today and start building your team at sweatforpetstucson.org.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday on the Buckmaster Show, Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former UA College of Medicine Dean. He hosts our monthly Your Med segment. Also certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. All happening on Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI and live streaming on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is our Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Coming up at about 12:30 today, we welcome General John Wickham back to our program for his monthly visit with us on foreign affairs and military matters. Don Jorgensen is with me today, and Jim Kelly. Mr. Jorgensen, Dr. Jorgensen, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party, and Jim Kelly is very well known in Republican circles here in Pima County. We have the vice presidential debate, Jim and Don, coming up tomorrow night. With so much attention focused on Hillary and Mr. Trump, so much attention, positive or very negative, with the case of those two. How much does this vice presidential debate matter, Don?
Well, if you look at history, it matters very little. As I mentioned last week with the presidential debate, to a smaller degree, you have 80% of the country, perhaps more, have already decided. And so it becomes more of a sporting event where you're rooting for, in this case, your guy to do well. And so you hope your guy hits home runs and you hope the other guy commits a lot of errors. And that's what we'll be watching for. In reality, what we're also watching for is to get to know who these two gentlemen are. They both served in Congress. They both served as governors. In a way, somewhat mirror images of one another. So it'll be interesting just to hear their take. I think what we'll get is a lot more focus on the differing policies and philosophies of the two parties than anything else.
Jim, what do you think?
Well, I think Don's right. Historically, they've really never meant much. But the good thing here is that Tim Kaine's well known in his organization as a fixer and a guy who can get things done, whether he was governor in Virginia or whether he was in the Senate. Mike Pence, same thing. This guy has worked well within the Republican Party. He's gotten things through at the governor's Republican Governors Association. Both have had a couple of missteps that irritated almost half their states, whether it be Tim Kaine and gun control or whether it be Mike Pence and I think it was LGBTQ issue.
Yeah, the
of
religious
kind.
Discrimination. Yeah.
So those basically just do nothing but play to the base. Now, with this debate tomorrow night, Mike Pence's job is to introduce himself to the whole of the United States, not just the people who are within the Republican organization, the leadership of the Republican Party, but it's also to introduce himself as somebody who is absolutely capable of, you know, taking over should anything happen to the president, that he's already well entrenched within the systems and knows what's going on. Tim Kaine, pretty much the same thing. Each one has to soften their candidate. That's their job to do.
Some have accused them of being like chief apologists for their candidates.
Tim Kaine's got to give a little humanity to Hillary Clinton, and Mike Pence is going to have to, you know, smooth off some rough edges for Donald Trump.
I would say give a little sanity to Donald Trump after their debate, and I think he'll have a tougher job in doing that. But I think we agree. Both of them have their supporters. Both of them are well-liked within their parties and even across parties. Jeff Flake has done nothing but compliment Tim Kaine, the Democrat, says he's easy to work with, couldn't think of anything negative to say. I haven't heard that on the other side, but neither have I heard anything negative personally or concerns about Pence's personality. Certainly a lot of complaints and concern about his political positions, but his job as vice president is to make Donald Trump look good.
I'll tell you, and the vice president's job really is what is the president going to tell the vice president his job is going to be. I take a look at a guy like Dan Quayle. He traveled all over the world doing small little things that added up to big things for G.H.W. Bush. And then you take a look at a guy like Dick Cheney, who was extremely active at the White House and really drove policy from the White House to the Senate. Well, the same thing goes here. Who's going to be, which president is going to give their vice president the job that they want them to have? If Mike Pence is going to be the driver of policy to the Senate and Congress, that may be his job. What's Tim Kaine's job going to be? Is it going to be, relegated to what Joe Biden has been doing for the last 8 years, or is it going to be relegated to, just go on the goodwill missions I send you on and that's it? We don't know. I think tomorrow night, the American people will kind of figure out, what each of them thinks their job is going to be under either president.
It's a good question, because you have two candidates who have kind of given you a snapshot of that, where Hillary has worked cooperatively in many situations in the Senate as Secretary of State and has had that same relationship with Tim Kaine. Donald Trump, on the other hand, talks about folks following him. It's his way or the highway. One of the things he said that was, again, kind of frightening and concerning not long ago is that you should always have people around you who have failed. That way they'll look up to you and do what you say.
Let's go to the live line. Shirley is at 790-2040. Hey, Shirley.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, Hi. Gentlemen. Yes, I just wanted to make a comment about Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. We know that he has selected 21 people that he would consider for the Supreme Court, and he has said that he will not change that list. This happened a couple of weeks ago. They are all strict constitutionalists, and I think that most people in our country like our Constitution. We find it to be very protective of our rights, and we just think that this is very, very important.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's really the argument that the Republican Party has been making to heal rifts is, listen, folks, this is all about the Supreme Court. And I personally have not seen the list of the 21. I've heard names thrown around. I will tell you this: by the time from November to January 20th inauguration, everything that any candidate has said is going to be reprioritized the day of the inauguration. How much faith do I throw into who's going to be a Supreme Court justice and who's not? I don't know. I will tell you this. That's what makes the down ticket so darned important, particularly with the advice and consent of the United States Senate.
Well, my first thought was, I guess Trump has another secret list. But what Jim's saying is something we agree on. That is one of the litmus tests for electing the president, is that is going to be one of the first key decisions as to who you're going to nominate for the Supreme Court, because the Republican Senate failed to do their job for the last year in holding the hearings. And you talk about respecting the Constitution, as I do. They failed in their constitutional duty to hold hearings on President Obama's nomination.
If we have turnout like Mr. Huckleberry predicted a couple of weeks ago, a gentleman on the show, he was saying 80-85% in Pima County, does that help one party or the other? Jim or Don, you want to quickly mention that?
Within Pima County, it depends upon what district you live in. If we get an 85% turnout in District 3, that might be a good thing, because that would put Kim DeMarco into office. I think historically, there's only three districts that have ever had that kind of turnout, and that's District 1, District 4, and District 3. District 2 and District 5, they still lag, no matter what. Even in high-stakes elections, District 2 and District 3 still lag, District 5 still lag in voter turnout. But there may be some changes. These are the kinds of things that I've been working on for 10 years in this county, is understanding and knowing the demographic change of District 2 and where it's going. And that may be, if we can get up to, say, a 70% or a 75% turnout in District 2, I think that would be a game changer.
I'd love to see it. I'll be happy if we get over 65%,
right,
primarily Democratic county. Both parties have underperformed at about the same level, so I don't think it'll change the percentages of voting. But the easier we make it for people to vote, the more we get rid of these voter suppression tactics that the Republicans love, the more people will have the opportunity to vote. And I hope Huckleberry's right. And wouldn't it be great if it were true?
Mm-hmm. All right. Jim Kelly, Don Jorgensen, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. Appreciate
it.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. They can take care of all of your framing needs. They also have a sale going on selected custom framed mirrors. Check out Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. General John Wickham be next on the Buckmaster Show.
Are you chemically sensitive? Worried about exposing your family and pets to chemicals sprayed around your home?
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control may be your answer. Our patented treatment process has been used on many chemically sensitive families' homes. Homeowner and pet interaction with the termite barrier is rare because it's held safely within the wall void. We won't treat the soil in the yard where your pets and children play.
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control. Treating the termites' food, not the earth. 886-0045.
We're Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now, with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Green Things, 3384 East River Road. They had another weekend of very successful free workshops, gardening workshops, Saturday and Sunday. They're just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, greenthingsaz.com. I was there a week ago Sunday buying a beautiful rose bush, and as I left this morning, guess what? Four beautiful roses. Thank you, Green Things. They grow their roses right here in Tucson. It does make a difference when you get them home and put them in a pot or put them in the ground. The Buckmaster Show contributor on military and foreign affairs is General John Wickham, who was the United States Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served more than four decades in the United States Army. He's retired in Oro Valley, and we welcome him back now to the Buckmaster Show. General Wickham, thank you. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine, 100%, Bill. Thanks to good medical care and also to the good Lord who's always with us every step of the way.
Well, we sure are glad to have you back with us. There's so much to talk about today. The situation with North Korea and this article that was in the Wall Street Journal. The article was titled The Gathering Nuclear Storm. It was authored by Mark Halperin. He really paints a very bleak picture of nuclear proliferation, General Wickham.
He does, and to a degree, he's right on target. They, for most people in the world, probably the greatest threat we faced is nuclear proliferation. We have thousands of these weapons in the hands of governments all over the world. And if you get a government like North Korea that is rogue, uncontrollable, then there's a danger in proliferation. The South Korean parliament and the Japanese parliament are now talking that maybe we need to get weapons to protect ourselves from North Korea. The king of Saudi Arabia has said publicly, I can buy a weapon next week from Pakistan if I need it, and I may need it. So we really have got to do a better job of managing the weapons. Now, this, the administration, Obama administration, with many supporters, Schultz and Kissinger, have opted, urging that we go lower in the world, maybe to zero. I don't think that'll ever happen. weapons do provide a degree of security and protection, and that's why the North Koreans will never give them up. It is their guarantee of independence.
All right, let's go to the live line. Matthew has called us, 790-2040. Matthew, you're on with General Wickham.
Hello, Matthew.
Well, welcome back, General Wickham, and it's wonderful to hear your voice. As you may have noted, the Senate Armed Services Committee a few weeks back held a very important hearing where they asked all the Joint Chiefs to come before them to talk about the current status with sequestration, with continuing resolutions, what's the state of the military, both now and long term. You know, to challenge you on, in a joking way, as to who's the greatest enemy right now for the military, you may recall Senator Lindsey Graham basically pointed his finger and asked the Joint Chiefs to all own up that it's really Congress and the executive branch who are really the greatest threat to our U.S. military right now. And the number one issue that kept coming up is the ongoing inability to budget and plan because of the Congress's inability to pass a budget on time and to rely on continuing resolutions, which we all know in the military just wreaks havoc, absolute havoc, on the ability year to year to plan both short-term and long-term, as well as deal with current issues. So overall, I was hoping you'd talk about that because it's a long-term issue.
Okay.
And also, on a short-term side, I mean, sir, we're looking at Russia and China challenging us. But right now, Russia, with the state, with Secretary Kerry, he sounds very much depressed himself, seeing that Syria is and the Russian situation is sort of falling apart.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. Go ahead, General Wickham.
Terrific questions, Matthew, as always. You're exactly right. The Congress has been, and I've been there, and I've been through this process, a testimony in trying to get budgets through. The Congress is the biggest obstacle to doing a lot of things that we want to do. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. And we've got a Congress now that is dysfunctional, and that is what is causing us so much difficulty in the country today. And I doubt even after the presidential election that's coming up shortly, we're going to have a functional Congress. Somehow or other, the American people need to recognize that we've got to vote into office people who are willing to compromise and to work out solutions that are agreeable across the board, instead of taking very rigid points of view. And there's a rigidity that exists. Illustration, the GOP Congress is trying to kill the Iran nuclear deal because they just don't like it. And yet I believe that the Iran nuclear deal is a watershed movement and has prevented Iran from having weapons for the next 25 years and could very well be a ways of trying to negotiate with North Korea. Now, the other points you raised, Matthew, about Russia and China are relevant. The difficulty we face now with Russia is a great deal of suspicion of the West. China is growing in economic status and will be the biggest challenge for us in the future. Look what's going on in the South China Sea. Putin has just renounced this agreement that we've had to dispose of plutonium. This was an agreement that Sam Nunn negotiated years ago to get rid of the leftover plutonium from nuclear reactors. It was all over Russia. And we have disposed of a lot of that in the United States. I think we spent $13 billion doing that. So we've made a lot of progress in trying to dispose of that stuff. Why is Putin doing it now? I think to show the United States, you can't push us around. We've got some things that we can do to harm you and harm world interests. But we've got to work better. The reality is that Russia is very important in the world in terms of global stability. Interesting point. Angela Merkel, one of their most renowned leaders in the West, speaks fluent Russian. She speaks to Putin every week in Russian. No interpreters, no notekeepers. She's doing a lot of good work beyond just German and European work. So we can negotiate with Russia, and I think we've got to do a better job of it.
One of our callers who did not have time to stick around called in during has called in during the segment is very concerned about terrorists getting a hold of nuclear weapons and that particular threat. It's huge, isn't it, that threat?
It is. You're exactly right, Bill. And it's not necessarily a nuclear weapon. If terrorists can get hold of nuclear material, sometimes it's waste material from hospitals and from nuclear reactors. That could be put into a suitcase. We could set it off, minimal kind of an explosion with TNT. But to blow this stuff up in Tucson or in Phoenix or in Los Angeles, it could cause enormous casualties. I'm a victim of that. As an illustration, I witnessed a nuclear explosion in Nevada back in 1954. And with other officers, we were taken down to the DMs, to the Ground Zero, to walk around there. And years later, I got an official notice from the Department of Defense saying that I'd been exposed too much to radiation. So we're learning slowly about the dangers of this. All the more reason to be moved with great alacrity and wisdom. And I'm afraid that with this presidential election going on now, we're not going to have that.
Well, I did not realize, General Wickham, that in 1954 you actually did witness, of course, at that time it was an above-ground nuclear detonation in southern Nevada. By 1963, everything went underground. But still, that was a very dangerous situation that you were in. And, of course, you didn't realize it probably at the time.
And the military didn't. You're right. Yeah. It was a bomb that went off on a tower. One of the reasons, you know, the North Koreans have set off 4 to 5 nuclear explosions. Why are they doing that? Well, they're trying to perfect the technology. But also, if you're going to produce a hydrogen bomb with megaton yield, the way you get that bomb to go off, you have to have a regular nuclear explosion to start it. So having good nuclear weapons is a vehicle for going into the megaton yield with hydrogen weapons. North Korea is going to have a hydrogen weapon, my guess, within a year.
Oh, boy. That is not good news, them getting a hydrogen weapon. We're going to take a break right here. General John Wickham will be around for another segment. If you'd like to call in, ask a question, he'd be delighted to hear from you. 790-2040. It's the Buckmaster Show on a Monday here in October. Be right back. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. One of our fine sponsors is Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Grammy Award-winning banjo player Hubby Jenkins will be performing at the Mimbrace Region Arts Council Folk Series at the Buckhorn Opera House Saturday, October 15th. We just had a put up a YouTube video Ray and I were watching of Mr. Hubby Jenkins. Looks real interesting. So it might be worth the trip, certainly over to Silver City, to not only see Hubby Jenkins, but it's always a good time to go to Silver City, this time of year especially. And the Buckhorn Opera House is in the scenic mountain town of Pinos Altos, just a 10-minute drive north of Silver City, which is only 3 hours east of Tucson. You can find out more about Silver City, the many places to stay, and the many things to do by going to their website, southwestnewmexico.org. We welcome now back to the Buckmaster Show on the live line General John Wickham, former United States Army Chief of Staff, who joins us usually the first Monday of the month. We've been talking about nuclear proliferation. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit more, General Wickham, about Pakistan. A very, very troubling situation there when it comes to that nation continuing to build more nuclear weapons.
That's right, Bill. And when I was Army Chief of Staff, I went over there to visit with the leadership, and I was asked by the State Department to try to persuade President Zia to not acquire nuclear weapons. And I did meet with him, but they'd already made up their mind to acquire them, and they have. And they are one of the nations that is now building new weapons. Why? It's because their paranoia towards India it's hard for Americans to understand the paranoia that exists among certain nations, paranoia that North Korea has towards the United States and South Korea, the paranoia that Pakistan has towards India. India, they've had two wars with India, and one of those wars led to the breakup of Pakistan into two countries, Pakistan and Bangladesh. So there's a lot of visceral hatred, and that's why the Pakistanis will continue to acquire weapons and to keep them and be a danger. Now, the illustration of Kashmir, which is a contested area up in the mountains, and I've been there. It's a wild area, very high, and there's been shooting going on there now. The ceasefire has been broken, but it's an illustration of the risks that exist between those two countries.
We had one of our listeners sent an email with a question for you, General Wickham. Why did the United States end its airborne laser program to shoot down ICBMs in the booster phase long before they got near our shores? Could you answer that, please?
I don't know the technology about that or the timing of it, but it may have been a need to put the resources into more prominent technology, more advanced technology. But I think the listener raises a very fundamental point. There was a very thoughtful op-ed in the New York Times just a couple of days ago about the modernization of our nuclear triad. As you know, Obama has proposed a $1 trillion investment in our upgrading and modernization of our nuclear triad over the next couple of decades. One of the controversial areas involves the ICBMs, the land-based. The argument in this op-ed by a former head of the intelligence in the Department of Defense was that that's the one part of the triad that's the most unstable. If you ever launch ICBMs, you can't get them back. But if you launch Navy or Air Force, you can call them back. So it is a risk. And why do we want to spend more money on hardened facilities like that? Aren't we better off to spend it on submarines and aircraft? And there's some wisdom in that. So it's an ongoing debate about how we should invest, if we should invest at all. We need to keep updated. Some of the nuclear weapons we have, believe it or not, have a gas inside the weapon. And that gas is designed to enhance the explosive effect of the weapon. And that gas has to be replaced periodically. So there has to be a routine modernization ongoing. So we're doing that. And there's a lot of debate. Is the United States falling behind Russia and China in terms of modernization? No. We are still the leader. We are still number one in terms of nuclear technology and delivery capabilities. But we need to be smart about modernization over the next couple of decades.
Because some of this equipment is quite dated, isn't it, General Wickham?
Amen. You're exactly right. The bombers are dated. We still have B-52 bombers. And their early days are decades old. And we don't have enough submarines. And the submarines have to be refurbished if they're nuclear-powered submarines. So you're exactly right. We need to invest more. We've sort of, because of the wars in the Middle East, we've sort of languished in investment in modernizing our nuclear delivery capabilities. And we've got to invest more on that.
Would you like to comment, sir, at all about the VA, how they are doing right now?
The VA is doing very well. There's criticism about long delays and that
right.
kind of thing. I just discovered something just recently, that the VA has begun to open up clinics across the nation, clinics that serve only combat veterans. There is one in Oro Valley in the center of Oro Valley. and it's a brick building, three-story brick building. And so the point of those is that it eases up the waiting time for veterans. They don't have to be combat veteran. The rest of the veterans will have more access to care. So I think the VA is doing a good job. The VA, for example, has defeated MRSA, the
infection.
Disease.
Yeah, the infection that causes so much problems.
Now private hospitals are going to the VA, saying, "Tell us how you did that, so we can learn how to do it." So the VA is doing very well, and we've got one of the best in the United States, thanks to Gabby Giffords and her efforts to invest heavily in it.
Well, you know, that clinic now, or that as you say, the structure in Oro Valley, that is really a big deal because now veterans can get care in that part of the valley. They don't have to go all the way down downtown.
Exactly, and they've also got a couple of clinics opened up in Tucson that are closer than the big facility.
Yeah.
That you mentioned there. So there is growth going on.
Good.
There needs to be more. The Congress, back to Matthew's point, the Congress has not invested the way it should have. Obama administration every year has asked for more funding for the VA to modernize its facilities and to hire more doctors. The Congress has not walked the talk. They've not invested that kind of money. We need to do a better job.
General Wickham, it's great to have you back with us. You sound terrific, and our listeners are delighted you're back. Thank you, sir.
Well, just one comment, Bill. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of criticism of the media. It's unbalanced, and your media is balanced. You do a tremendous service in this part of the nation.
Thank you very much, General Wickham. Take care. We'll see you next month. Thank
God
you,
bless.
Sir. All right.
Thank
General
you.
John Wickham, good to have him back with us. First Monday of the month on the Buckmaster Show. For Tucson at 4, Mike Shaw is the host. Ray Allen assists him ably. And then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster. I'll be back with you tomorrow. We've got a lot to talk about, including our Your Meds segment. We've got Terry Bracey, the full lineup, Shelley Fishman on our Tuesday show. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.